Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am reviewing the new superhero DC film, The Flash.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're all watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today is a review episode. I am reviewing the new DC superhero film, The Flash. The Flash is it's an action-adventure, PG-13, runs 2 hours and 35 minutes, written by Christina Hodson and directed by Andres Muschietti. Now, The Flash has been in the news a lot because of Ezra Miller. Well, look, it's a DC superhero film. So, yeah, is it going to be in the news? Yeah, it's going to be in the news. It's going to be in the news a lot because you don't hear anything but about superhero films, right? Ezra Miller plays the lead, Barry Allen, The Flash, reprising his role from the Justice League and those films. Now, here's what's now Ezra, they're non-binary individual, and they have been in a lot of trouble. They have a couple allegations of between assault and allegations, physical assault. They've got some like robbery, possibly, allegations. They've even possibly a grooming situation. We don't know everything yet, and it's hard between the articles talking about whether Ezra the movie should be scrubbed because we don't want to support Ezra, to this is like, what are you bad for watching this movie? I don't know. I didn't pay to see the movie, but I'm certainly now part of the machine promoting it or talking about it, which is promotion, good or bad. That does do it, right? And it brings you to the argument of supporting the liking the art but not liking the artist. I think there are decisions to be made by people on what lines they want to cross. Most people aren't consistent. They're criticizing this, but they also have the Michael Jackson CD playing in the background while they're doing it. You know, it is a complicated issue. One thing for me is this movie is made up by more than Ezra Miller. There's a lot of people in it. And should you recast Ezra Miller? Maybe that's the right decision. And this movie, could this serve as a point on how you would or would you? Maybe. I don't necessarily think it's a big deal just recasting people. Certainly not to reshoot the whole movie, but going forward, like, I'm one of those rare people who would have been like, Princess Leia, fine, recast her. Like, she died. I wanted to see the story. The story was more important than who was playing it. I wanted to see it come out as it was supposed to. And so I'm fine for recasting roles. I think that's it's a fine thing to do. In addition, okay, in regard to The Flash, the film, I'm a huge Flash fan. I love the TV series a lot. I mean, I like to say the Gus the star of the Flash series is my, that's my Flash, because he's who I imagined when I read books or comic books. Like not him maybe exactly, but boy, is he so close. His portrayal of the Flash reminds me of what I thought the Flash spoke like, you know, and acted like. Ezra Miller's Flash is a little goofy. It's a little sometimes seeming, I don't know, borderline incompetent. Like, how does he do this job? How is he a superhero? Because he's a little like, doesn't seem to quite get it all, or he's too nervous, and it's this comedy world. And so the Flash and the Green Lantern were the two characters that I was really drawn to as a child. So I will still defend the Green Lantern movie, by the way. Well, as flawed as it is, I will still defend it. And so I was very excited about the Flash, and they're doing this, the sort of the Flashpoint story, which we'll get into in a second. And I had a lot of hopes, for this. I was a little nervous. I'd heard changing of directors and different things, and it's DC. And part of me wondered, like, well, what's the point of seeing this movie? Because we have James Gunn coming in, who's taking over the DC world and could just be erasing this movie. Then I heard, like, he saw the footage on it and was like, we're going to keep this in. This is going to be a pivotal point going forward in DC. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that interests me. So I wasn't sure. And I think I might have even gone in hoping, boy, it'd be a lot easier if I don't like this film. Then I can not like, you know, Ezra and the film. And that's definitely not what happened to me. But here, let me share the cast besides Ezra Miller, the other people who need to be supported. Sasha Calle, Michael Shannon. So Sasha plays Supergirl in it. Michael Shannon, General Zod, Ron Livingston as Henry Allen, Maribel Verdú as Nora Allen, and Kiersey Clemons as Iris West, and Michael Keaton returns as Batman. Yeah, if you haven't heard it, I mean, that itself could be a spoiler, except it's in every single commercial, and I think it's possibly maybe the only reason the Flash movie exists right now. So here's the story. Worlds collide when the Flash uses his superpowers to travel back in time to change the events of the past. However, when his attempt to save his family inadvertently alters the future, he becomes trapped in a reality in which General Zod has returned, threatening annihilation. With no other superheroes to turn to, the Flash looks to coax a very different Batman out of retirement and rescue an imprisoned Kryptonian, albeit not the one he's looking for. So this is, you know, they do a lot of story. The Flash always keeps seeming to come back to this moment that changed the Flash's life forever, and that's the death of his mother. And the pain of that, and wanting to heal that pain and the insecurity from that. His dad is famously jailed for that murder, which, yeah, he claims innocence. And there's been different takes on who the killer is. And so they decided to center this movie around that. And here's what I love. I love that this is kind of an origin story film without being an origin story film. You know, like we find out how the Flash became the Flash, but it's not thrown down our throats. It's not another, it doesn't feel like the Batman losing his parents thing that is pounded into each film that you see them in. You know, we've seen the Flash already a couple times, but they didn't really discuss how it got started. And this one kind of does in a way that's not doesn't take us back to the beginning. We're not seeing Uncle Ben die, right? But we find out what it is, and the biggest thing of his life is, of course, is his mother dying, and we hit on that, as does every other Flash thing. Well, the series, I guess. So I like that you did an origin story with a different story, so that the different story takes up most of it, and we get that. I loved Ezra Miller's performance. Ezra Miller is amazing in this. Ezra ends up playing two versions of theirself. And to be clear, Ezra is not the Flash. Barry Allen is not non-binary in this. They didn't change that. They left as is. Just the actor is. So if I switch on pronouns here, it's because I am referring to the character, not the actor. But Ezra's performance is just magnificent. It might be one of the best superhero performances of all time, possibly. Non-villain. Playing the two different Barry Allens that interact is really good. And I'm curious how they shot it. If there was just another, did they just read lines? Did they have another actor standing in play? Did that actor look anything like him? It's fantastic the way they work through that. The story, I love the story. The story is so good. I didn't know how they would pull things off about going through the multiverse, because that's always interesting how people will interpret it. And I really loved what they did and how they visualized what is probably something that goes on in the head more than anything. They brought a visual. And while not perfect, I think it got the point across on how things change and how you can move through, how you move through time. I think was just really, really well done. The cameos in this, another thing I love, they are out of the park good. They are so good. And while I've read some complaints about this, you know, like, because I was holding my review a little bit, other ones came out and they talked about, oh, the cameos and callbacks to previous films were, they didn't feel like it justified, like that's why people were there to see it. And it's not, and that's not why people are in it. The story is engaging. It's exciting. The world of it is so nice. These jokes and callbacks and such are icing on the cake. They are not the meat of why people are liking this film. People are liking this film because it's really good. It is a really, really good film. It is maybe hands down the best DC film that's ever done. I'm not saying it's the best superhero film. That would be much discussion, but it very much. And though this is a hard film to compare to, like a Batman, the Christopher Nolan one, which doesn't appear to be aging as well to a lot of folks' opinions, but this isn't the serious take on that a lot are. This very much is like an action comedy, right? There's a lot of comedy in this film, and it's what I like about it though is like the comedy's different. It's different than a lot of the superhero ones. Like Marvel, even though every character is different in Marvel, the tempo, the writing is a Marvel style. So it is a Marvel style comedy, which starts making all the films starting to feel the same. It's got the same style of comedy that's done. Always inflating the seriousness. And before it gets too serious, they pop a balloon with heart. With humor, right? And I feel like this film allows serious moments to be serious and then goes for broke with the funny moments and just makes them funny. And so while it's not this building up of tension, release on a laugh, I feel like that's just gotten so monotonous, so redundant, so repeated over and over. Like, we get the point already, you know? Too much in Marvel. And this one, I felt like, found a nice balance of humor, and it exists in its own world, that humor. I wouldn't say it's a different kind of humor than Shazam. I think the first Shazam was a little more Marvel in its humor. Second Shazam, still funny, not quite as Marvel humor. And this is just its own style, its own world. And that's interesting, especially because we've seen The Flash in other things. And he brought some of that laughter into more serious films like Justice League. But this one, he hit his own and did a really good job. The director, I would say, because the director is who I'm going to give responsibility to for the tempo and the pacing. That's the director's primary job in a lot of these things. Yeah, I just really liked it. I like the way they crafted the story, how they told the story, how Barry Allen takes a journey in this to figure out what he needs to do. It's story to me is everything. And yes, character building is necessary and needed and such, but without the story, I don't care about the character building. And this managed to find them both. It did good character building and told a wonderful story. And that finds me without much complaint. I mean, there are some things. There are some special effects that are surprisingly not as good as you would think for this level of movie. Some I'm like, okay, I'm going to spoil one thing, one little thing. It's not about the end. It's about the beginning. In the beginning, there, spoiler, just the beginning. I'm spoiling. Right in the beginning, there's a building that collapses and some babies start coming out of it. And someone commented, like, the babies were so unrealistic looking. It was horrible. And my reply is, I'm really glad that the babies falling out of the building didn't look real. I think that would have got me feeling really a certain way. I wouldn't have felt comfortable with that. They made it a comedic moment and made me laugh, and they dealt with that crisis, right? But, and also, you know, there's no stunt baby union, so they had to go with CGI babies. And that's not even like, that's not necessarily the worst CGI. There are some other elements of CGI, but still, by the way, the CGI, while not as good as some other things, it's still 1,000 times better than just like 20 years ago, right? So it's still pretty good, just not as good as it can be right now. And yes, there are some plot holes. I will say that maybe those are on the don't like thing. Plot holes with Flash are interesting because the TV show does this a lot where somebody's busy doing something and then Flash runs off, does a whole bunch of activities and comes back to exactly where they were. It seems before the person turns around. And Flash messes with that a few times in this. That is absurd at times, but that's kind of how the comic book goes. And it's sort of about this kind of world where that happens. I do understand the complaint slightly about that, but it's just kind of like, it's one of those things you kind of have to go along with to enjoy Flash at all as a movie. You got to be willing to let your sense of time go by the wayside, right? Like you're going to have to gotta let that go to enjoy the Flash, or you just won't enjoy it, right? And that's kind of it as far as what bothered me about it. I thoroughly love this movie. I think everyone should go see it. I know some of you won't because of Ezra, but and that is a shame because I think everyone else worked really hard on this film and they could use that support a little bit. Yeah, you helped probably get Ezra a lot of money in the process, but you also help a lot of other people get money. I hope they continue the story with Ezra or without. I'm fine with it. It's while they concluded the story, there's enough things happening that you can see a future that of this going, or I can see it potentially tying into the other stories potentially. Flashpoint, if you're familiar with the story slightly, maybe this is a slight spoiler, it definitely deals with multiverse issues. And I know that's feeling like, hey, the last year, haven't we had like 3 or 4 movies dealing with the old multiverse? And the answer, yes. And we're probably going to see a phase of this for a while, of until audiences are completely tired of it, give it another year and there'll still be more. And then maybe we'll start getting away from multiverse stuff. There are elements of the multiverse, which are parallel dimensions where people, the same characters can exist in another world. Sometimes they are the same person. Sometimes they look different for whatever reason. That's the multiverse. And it does open you up to a lot of possibilities. I have a theory. My the personal multiverse theory of real life here is there is a new actor. There's a new multiverse every time for every TV show, right? Because in the TV show Star Trek, like Star Trek Next Generation, that exists in a universe where there is no Star Trek show, right? Because that would be weird if they suddenly discovered a show called Star Trek with James Kirk and then also with Jean-Luc Picard, because that's them. So in each of these, there's another world exists where there is no Star Trek. What I go further is, does that mean there's no X-Men too? And so Patrick Stewart, who played Professor X, is there, are there no X-Men? I don't know. Or if there is, maybe it was played by a different person than Jean-Luc or than Patrick Stewart. So multiverses everywhere. Every TV show creates a new multiverse. Think about that for a while. I think the lesson of the film is kind of, as much as you want to change the past, you shouldn't, because you need to be okay with who you are, whatever the past did that turned you that way. Be okay with who you are. You don't have to time travel to be okay with who you are. You can just learn this lesson and be like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to possibly destroy the universe by breaking it. Because who knows how many times in our history Superman actually saved the world, but we know nothing about, because we are just silly, silly Americans who don't know any better about it all. Anyway, yes, in my rating system, love it, like it, or lose it, love it being the highest mark, like it being that middle, and lose it means I watched it so you don't have to. I am going to give The Flash a love it. I love the film. I was really ecstatic about it. It did not disappoint. And I relish getting to see it again. I want to hear some director's commentary on it. I want to hear a lot of what they had to say about it. Go and enjoy it. Don't think too hard. Don't think about time travel, how that works, too hard. You're just going to hurt yourself and feel frustrated. So just don't do that. So that's my review. That's my review of Flash. Hey, if you haven't done so, please make sure you write a review of this podcast. Hit that like button and subscribe. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you every single day of every single year. Thank you for being part of this show. Thank you for listening to the reviews. And mostly, thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.